The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Taylor is on the phone for a second date update today, and if Taylor can't score a date with the dude that she wants to call, I'm pretty sure that I will be scheduling a man date with him.
Whoa, really?
Really?
Yeah. You like him already that much?
Sounds like he and I have similar interests, that's all I'm saying, because they met at the salon. I don't know what sort of service he was getting, but I spent a lot of my time in salons.
Yeah.
And been looking for a bro to do it with me.
Well, so, I will say your cuticles are top notch.
Thank you very much. So, Taylor, you've got some competition if you don't get a second date, okay?
Okay.
She sounds scared.
All right, your email says that you met the dude at the salon. Was he working there?
No. He was also getting a pedicure. We both were.
Oh.
Now I want to meet him even more.
Now,
even more.
Were you lucky enough to get a chair next to said man's chair?
Yes, we were sitting right next to each other.
Ooh, that's a lot of time to get to know somebody.
How did that happen? Did you guys, like, did he show you something in his Us Weekly that he was checking out? Yeah. They always have Us Weeklies.
He was just sitting there. I found him attractive, so I initiated a conversation. I just told him, like, I don't see a lot of guys in here.
Oh, okay.
And he said that he pampers himself, and once a month he gets a pedicure.
Really?
Then he said, maybe that's why I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, so he threw it out there. He wanted you to know immediately that he was single.
Yes. So then we got a little flirty with each other. He said that he liked my feet, and then I told him I like his lips.
What? Wait,
oh, wow. Okay, so you went for it. By the way, that's the one place where I think it's okay when you're starting to flirt with someone to just be like, I like your feet. If you're getting a pedicure. In any other situation, it's creepy, for sure.
Yeah.
But you went straight to his lips. That's definitely going to tell him, like, hey, I'm down to kiss you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was.
Okay, I like your style. So who asked who out?
He did. He invited me to his house for dinner.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That same night or?
That same night, but little did I know, I was the main course.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It got hot.
Now I'm like uncomfortable. I don't know. Like that went fast.
See, suddenly
fast.
Every dude that's out there like, oh, real men don't get pedicures. Now they're all on the phone frantically trying to book an appointment.
I never understood that anyway. It's just your feet. Like, why wouldn't you want to have nice feet? Man or
seriously.
Women.
It seems weird to me.
And ladies love nice feet.
Yeah.
And dudes' feet are usually terrible. So even if your feet look halfway okay, they're like, wow, he takes care of himself. So anyway, back to the point. It sounds like you had a really nice date with him.
Yeah.
I definitely did. And the next morning, I said, do you want to go get some brunch? And he said he had a dentist appointment, which I'm not sure I believed.
Mm. Okay.
Huh. Why wouldn't you believe him?
Just the tone of voice, I guess. And yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want brunch. I have a dentist appointment.
Yeah, not that exaggerated, but yeah.
He like looked at a toothbrush, and that's the first thing that came to his
head.
Yeah.
So how did you leave things then?
Well, we did both agree that we wanted another date, and I've been really busy recently, and I know he probably has too, but I've been trying to make time to see him, and I don't, he's not really calling me back. We have exchanged a couple texts. I just don't really feel like he's trying to, you know, go on a second date. He's not putting in the effort that I am.
Weird.
Was there anything that made you feel like this was more than just one wild, crazy night?
I mean, when we were talking and having conversations, it turned out that we had a lot in common. So, I mean, I definitely would like to pursue this and get a little deeper than, you know, a one-night stand.
Right.
I shouldn't say deeper.
Yeah, I know. I was trying so hard not to make a joke. Thank you for addressing it for me. That helped.
You're welcome.
He has been texting you, though.
Yeah, we've exchanged some texts back and forth. Huh.
This one's strange to me because it's not like a big drunken night that just turned into a hookup.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys ever ate dinner, but I assume you had some sort of conversation other than just getting in.
Yeah, we ate a little.
Yeah, like take two bites and you're like, you know what? Screw this. And then you throw everything off the table. You're like, get over here. At least that's what happened on your date in my mind.
Okay.
But any idea why he doesn't want to see you again?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't think there was a problem in the bedroom area. But I hope that he doesn't think that I'm too easy because I just slept with him, you know, on the first night.
And if he does, I'm sorry, he slept with you too. He's just as easy as you are.
I know, but you know how there's different standards for women.
Yeah, but like, I hate that. It makes me angry.
So why? Because they just assume that then you sleep with everyone the first time you meet them. And guys do that.
Exactly. And lots of dudes are down to sleep with it. Dude, I walk down the street. Every time I pass somebody, I'm like, yeah, probably sleep with them. So dudes are worse, but then they judge you if you do it. So hopefully that's not the case. But we'll find out what it is. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, great.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Taylor is on the phone, and Taylor met the dude she wants to call today while she was getting a pedicure. He was also getting a pedicure next to her, and everybody knows where pedicures lead. The bedroom. They ended up having a one-night stand.
No.
It sounds like they didn't even make it to the bedroom, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a pretty classic story, you know? Girl goes in for a pedicure, meets dude getting a pedicure, then they go back to his house, have all kinds of crazy fun all night, and then wake up in the morning, and he doesn't call her back. Just the classic story.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor, are you ready to call John and see why he won't agree to another date?
I am. I'm starting to get a little, I don't know, I'm not really sure about the whole situation and if I'm actually want to go on another date because I like him or if I'm just kind of like pissed at him at this point.
Well, is this your first one-night stand?
No.
So why do you think this one would be different than the others?
I mean, we were talking a lot and he's really fun. We had a lot in common. I mean, I think we could have something more than just a one-night stand.
Okay.
Like a two-night stand.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, maybe one night and another night again.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure it out for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is John there?
Who's calling?
John, are you there?
Yeah, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Have you heard of that before?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what it is if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off after your date, they'll email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we recently got an email about you.
About me?
Yeah, about you, Mr. Soft Toes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you got great feet, man.
That's so creepy.
You got fabulous feet.
True, though.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just confused. Why are you talking about my feet?
Because they're smooth, and I like that about you, because my feet are smooth as well, because I get pedicures, too.
Oh.
And the girl that reached out to us, her name is Taylor, and you met her while you're getting a pedicure.
Okay, man. That makes a lot more sense. I was kind of weirded out by you talking about my feet.
Yeah.
I like how it was only kind of, though. I mean, good
on
you.
Just a little.
Yeah.
So Taylor reached out to you guys about me?
Yeah, she did. She sent us an email because she's confused. She's been trying to schedule another date with you after you guys went out, but it seems like you don't want to see her again.
I mean, I don't know what she told you guys.
Well, it sounds like you just went back to her place and went right to the fun.
Actually, guys, we went back to my place after the salon.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
But still, you guys had fun.
We did. We did have a nice evening together.
Okay. She was a bit more graphic about it.
Yeah,
told us everything.
Was.
Everything, John.
No.
God, even her laugh was more graphic about it.
She told you guys everything that went on?
Everything, dude. Every single detail.
No.
That's why Jubal wants to get a hold of you.
I'm not so comfortable someone sharing all my intimate stuff on the radio.
She just told us that you guys hooked up, but she says that it seems like you don't want to see her again. Is that true?
Okay. Wow, this is just getting stranger and stranger. After we hooked up, obviously I invited her to stay the evening at my place.
Right.
And she was like, oh, great, I'll go get my bag from the car. And I was like, cool. I don't know why she already pre-planned a bag. That's kind of strange. I mean, we literally just met. I didn't question it. I just assumed maybe she had a change of clothes or like it was a gym bag or something.
Right, that's totally something that a lot of people have in their cars.
Right, that's what I thought. So anyway, she comes back into my place with this bag. And it's much larger than I expected. You know, again, I thought it was like a duffel bag or a backpack. You know, she comes in with what almost looks like a Rolly suitcase type duffel bag. She's getting ready to go on tour or travel the hills of Europe or something. Anyway, she opens this bag and she takes out this mask.
Mask?
A mask.
It sounded like you said meth for a second. I was like, whoa.
No, mask.
That's
what almost have been a more appropriate solution.
Really?
She pulls out this mask, M-A-S-K.
Okay.
And this thing is the scariest friggin' thing I've ever seen.
What is it?
It's a sleeping mask, but it looks like a Darth Vader mask. It looks like it's got tubes and it's got like these giant red bulgy eye holes that like will block out light, but like to the outside, you know, it looks like you're like a villain in a Batman movie.
Eye holes. That does sound like an evil mask.
Right. So she tells me before she puts the mask on, she's like, yeah, sometimes I have problems breathing in my sleep. This helps me. Also, if I don't breathe in the middle of the night, you know, you should call like 911 or something.
Oh, boy.
And now all of this is getting thrown on me, you know, literally minutes after we've just finished, you know. And then she puts the mask on, and it's exactly how I could imagine it. Like Darth Vader, she's breathing through these tubes, and it's the loudest, most annoying possible sound that could possibly come out of a sleeping mask. So I'm like laying there, trying to sleep, and all I hear is...
Come on, no, that's not her fault. She obviously
has... It's not her fault, but I mean, I have a horrid night's sleep. Like, I get zero sleep. Not only that, I am freaked out by this mask.
That's scary.
Again, I really, really like Taylor, and we had a great evening together, but that was just... That threw me off, man. So, I mean, you guys can understand. I just think that it'd be better right now if I don't see her.
You obviously had an amazing chemistry. You got along really well.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's just, I mean, you know, maybe I'm not describing it better. You really need to take a peep at this thing, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she told me, like, you know, I also like to wear it most hours of the day. I mean, that's all
I
would need.
Let's ask her, John. She's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. I mean, I don't know why I forgot to tell you that, but we should just ask her.
What?
Yeah, Taylor is actually on the line listening and wants to talk to you.
Like, on the phone, or she's just listening on the radio?
On the phone.
It's me.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Wow, Taylor, I am so sorry.
I don't understand why it's a problem, because I explained everything to you that night. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's just a machine.
I mean, it was a scary machine that kept me awake all night. I didn't sleep at all.
Well, I'll tell you that you did sleep at some point because you snore extremely loudly. Yeah.
Okay, but tell it. Here's the thing. Like, I don't know what you wanted or expected me to do.
Oh, I am so sorry for you. Was that really difficult? Sleeping next to someone with a machine? What a hard life for a little baby.
I tell you what, it was hard. And, you know, maybe a heads up would have been nice. I mean, am I supposed to be excited, you know, that I'm sleeping next to the Crypt Keeper?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that you were going to be handling it this way. But since we're going that route, I wasn't going to tell you this, but your breath is horrifying. And you have the most horrible morning breath. And you know what? While I'm on the subject, when was the last time you washed your sheets? Like, what decade was that?
Oh, Taylor, why would you even want to call a guy back that has dirty sheets? I'm sorry. That is, like, red flag to me.
That's like ruling out 90% of dudes.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, you know what? Maybe we should, okay?
And by the way, John, it's a sleep apnea machine. I have to use it in order to breathe.
It's just more that I wish we had talked about it before you just kind of like whipped it out. You know what I mean?
Don't know how many times people have said that in a second date update.
So when I was supposed to then say, oh, and by the way, I have a huge mask that I wear at night.
I think I would have appreciated that, honestly.
Really?
No, you
wouldn't. Why, 'cause you would have sent me home?
I don't know. You don't know I would have sent you home. I would have probably been able to mentally prepare myself before you pulled out the Son of Krypton's mask from your black duffel bag.
It feels like you're bullying her over a medical device is what it feels like.
Yeah. I'm not trying to say anything bad, but Darth Vader over there, John, doesn't really sit like you're not trying to say anything bad, you know?
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Okay, I understand how that sounded or how it came off, and I mean, honestly, Taylor, you know, we don't know each other very well, but I'm just not that type of guy that's going to try and bash other people, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said those things.
John, would you like to go out with Taylor one more time on a second date? We'll pay for it.
No. Listen, no, I am not interested in that.
Yeah, but we haven't heard from John yet. John, would you like to go out on a second date with Taylor? We'll pay for it.
Well, you know, after hearing what she...
No, John, I don't want to go on another date with you. You're a sleep shamer.
Sleep shamer.
A sleep shamer? What are you even talking about right now?
You shamed me for the way that I sleep.
It's not the way that you sleep. It's just the apparel that you wear while you sleep.
Yeah, I wasn't shaming how you sleep. You sleep on your back, and that's fine. But the other stuff, that's what I'm shaming you for.
It is to keep me alive at night.
It just bugged me, and I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Taylor, I'm sorry. No second date, but it sounds like that's fine with you.
Totally fine.
And John, I'm sorry that you were scarred by Taylor's sleep apnea mask.
Oh, get a grip.
Taylor, all I'm saying is that the next guy that you take home, just give them a heads up about the mask that you're going to pull out of your duffel bag at some point in their lives.
Okay, well, next time you bring someone home, you should probably warn them about the biohazard that is your sheet.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Talk.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.